Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. That means Jeff Wilkin, longtime reporter for the Schenectady Gazette, joining us. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
Well, let's start with the Mayfield town clerk. Apparently had a hand in the cookie jar.
Yeah, the former Mayfield town clerk, Dorothy Hart, pleaded guilty Tuesday to grand larceny for stealing about $35,000 from property taxes and fees. This is according to the state comptroller, Thomas DiNapoli. Arrested in June of 2018, two felony counts of third-degree grand larceny, and she will be sentenced in October. Maximum penalty for fourth-degree grand larceny is 4 years in state prison.
Unfortunately, we've seen many stories where town clerks have done exactly the same thing all around the Northeast.
Yes, and $35,000 is no small amount in a small town like Mayfield.
No question. Well, let's go from there to Scotia, where Pete Frisoni is the former now police chief.
Yes, Village Police Chief Pete Frisoni is stepping down after 8 years on the job as the village's top police official. Some people might remember Pete from his time at the Schenectady Police Department. He left Schenectady PD in 2011 to take the village job, and he's got a new job all lined up. Public Safety Risk Management Specialist at the Public Employer Risk Management Association in Latham.
Well, you mentioned Schenectady. Let's go to Schenectady. An ex-priest there, an alleged predator, has passed.
Francis P. Melfi, he's a former Catholic priest in Schenectady, allegedly lived with a woman and abused her children while he was still a priest. He died Friday night at age 91. Melfi was a priest in the Roman Catholic Diocese from 1954 until he resigned in 1979. He would have been known at the Church of the Immaculate Conception in Schenectady's Bellevue neighborhood from 71 to 79. Also worked at churches in Gloversville, Troy, Hudson, and Albany. He was removed from the priesthood in 2012.
Finally, plans for a new park in Clifton Park.
In Clifton Park, the town is up for a new 37-acre park, which is on land donated by the Shenandoah Central School District. These 37 acres are going to be all green. The idea is to keep the nature of the land all natural. They asked for public input, and the public has said, well, 95% want on-site parking, 93% want to see some sort of picnic area, and 100% want restrooms.
All those stories available today at DailyGazette.com. We've been speaking with Jeff Wilkin, longtime reporter for the Daily Gazette. Thanks, Jeff, as always.
Thank you, Dave.